Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. A big part of success is the ability to decide where not to focus. This week, I spent some time with a salesperson, covered a little over 1,000 clients, or that's what he was responsible for. And while we like to think that we can service all our clients, in his case, over probably 1,100, there's only so many hours in each day. And then if you look at the number of appointments that he could have a day and the frequency of visits that would be required to really effectively cover the clients that he needs to stay in front of, the way we looked at it, he could probably realistically serve somewhere between 300 and 400 clients. And once he were to go beyond that 400, the additional people that he'd bring on would actually impact his ability to adequately cover the 400 best opportunities that he has. So we started talking about this and did some calculations on the back of a napkin and came up with some of these things. And so what we really got to the point here was is just trying to take care of all those people can actually have a negative effect on total business. So that's where it becomes very important to understand not only where you should spend your time, but also decide where not to spend your time. And there's so many areas of life that this applies to. And we go back to it. You've only got so much time. You want to be successful. You have to focus on those things where you can have the greatest impact, that are critical areas. And so we're going to talk this week about a lot of that. And one of those is going to be around picking your spots, right? You can't be everything to everyone. We have to realize that. So it's important to pick your spots. It's also about being realistic about what you can take on. None of us can take on 10 tasks at once. You've got to be realistic at what you can do, especially larger projects. And so that being realistic is a big part of that. And then once you get to that point, you have to prioritize what you're going to tackle. And then in the end, sometimes things don't work out so well. You need to know when to walk away. And that's another important part of things. So when you put all these things together, you realize, yes, there's certain things we really need to focus on, but there's a lot of things that we're focusing on that we probably shouldn't be. And that's really where we're going to spend our energy this week. If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. If you haven't subscribed yourself, just go to iTunes, hit the subscribe button, and while you're there, if you'd be so kind just to leave a review, that would be very much appreciated. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about this idea of picking your spots. But for today, I just want you to look at those things that you're taking on and you're doing and ask yourself, what am I focusing on right now? Where am I spending my time and energy that I shouldn't be? And start to find ways to offload those responsibilities.